This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show brought to you by Morgan & Morgan.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, I get it. Sometimes I feel like I'm in the minority in this state when I defend the use of plastic. And so whether it's plastic straws or balloons or in this case, plastic bags, I get it. People go, why don't you care about the planet Earth? And I understand that. And I'm open to hearing your defense of eliminating all plastic from the planet this morning. But I don't think that we ought to be penalized like the elected officials here in Massachusetts are about to do. And if they get their way, they're going to ban all plastic bags, according to this new legislation. And then you're going to have to pay to use a paper bag.
Yep.
So if you go and do your grocery shopping, where do you grocery shop, Wiggy?
Market Basket.
Okay, you go to Market Basket. You're now going to get charged a fee for a paper bag where you used to get the plastic bag for free. And it's a complete
5 cents, right?
It's
ten.
A tax.
10 cents.
10 cents.
10 cents for a recycled paper bag at checkout. They'll designate 5 cents from each sale to go to the city or town where the store is for the cost of enforcing the ban and other recycling efforts.
The cost of enforcing the ban?
Yep.
So that they can hire somebody
recycling
who's going to be the recycling police.
Yes. The remainder will be used to supplement the cost of providing paper bags for the retailers.
Because I know in Boston, right, isn't it 10, it's 10 cents for the paper and then 5 cents for the, 10 cents for that recyclable bag.
Right.
And then 5 cents for paper bags. Imagine that. You got to pay for paper bags.
Don't people, in most cases, aren't plastic bags reused?
I think so. I think most people will reuse them for stuff.
Yeah. Oh, man. They're lunch boxes in my house. They're suitcases for kids put clothes in.
Right.
Dirty clothes hampers.
Right. I reuse them all the time.
And
I mean, it's mind-blowing that we're going to get jammed up and pay more to use a paper bag.
It's crazy that you're charging people. If you're going to go with you want to save the environment, why can't we get these bags for free? Why do we have to be charged
right.
10 cents and 5 cents?
Right.
You know, 10 cents for the reusable what kind of bag is that? It's like a
hemp bag.
Yeah, a reusable hemp bag. And then the regular paper bag that you can only put 2 or 3 things in, cuz if you try to load them up, you're going to get a hole in
load
it.
Load them up.
Imagine
this texter is correct. How is this going to be helpful when it comes to the environment when they're chopping every single tree down in order to get more paper bags?
Well, trees are a renewable resource. That's the argument. Plus, a lot of the bags that they use have post-consumer recycled content.
What does that mean?
So when you recycle paper and cardboard, that stuff gets reduced to pulp that goes into making new paper products. So they're not necessarily using
trees. So they're not cutting any trees down anywhere?
No,
I thought the rainforest was in jeopardy.
That's
15
the palm
or 20
oil.
Years ago.
Yeah, but why can't you just keep reusing the plastic bags or dispose of them the proper way?
What if you could turn the plastic bags in and get 5 cents back?
Oh, I like that.
How about that?
Well, we can't even trust people to use their blinkers.
We're using this money to subsidize our state lawmakers to drive a Q5 back and forth from work, which does far more damage to whatever idiotic climate change is going on than a plastic bag would.
Now I got to make 15 trips to the car when my wife goes grocery shopping because I can't bang out in one trip because no more plastic bags. That's load them
one
up.
Trip.
I mean, that's the thing.
I can do it.
That you can't put more than one or two things in one of these paper bags without them ripping. The plastic bags are stronger. Hello, Eric.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for having me on. And ladies, I apologize.
Hello.
What's up? What's going on, Eric?
Instead of worrying about this nonsensical legislation for plastic bags, plastic straws, what have you, I think the legislators in Massachusetts should be worried about maybe drug testing people who come up and pick up their welfare or disability check the first of every month. That seems to be something important. Secondly, I think it's a feel-good, a panacea for everybody. Do you think China cares about the billions of pounds of pollution they're pumping into the air?
No.
And we're worried about a friggin' plastic straw or bag?
Yeah.
Come on.
It's ridiculous.
Come on, man.
It is ridiculous.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
We can worry about maybe like gun violence in the city, but no, we don't care about that.
Oh, it's a bag tax.
Well, we mean if those bags in the city, now that's where that's the criminal act is.
We're going to force you to use paper bags, and you're going to pay more for it. Because we know better than you.
Have you watched like any documentaries on plastic pollution? Or do you just watch like Dawson Creek reruns or these terrible Netflix shows? Why don't you actually watch something and find out what's going on with the environment?
Yeah, but Ken, the caller makes a good point, right? If we're doing all this stuff to make sure we're recycling, we're not using the right bags, but if there are plenty of other countries in the world
start somewhere.
That are not
set the
doing
standard.
Anything.
What's
the difference? Well, why don't they set
the
tone?
That's a great attitude. Don't do anything because nobody else is doing it.
No. Right. Let them set the tone. Then when they set the tone and they're doing what it's supposed to be doing, then we'll fall in line.
Now, lead by example. Screw that.
No, this is like people that are morbidly obese telling others to diet. None of the people that are enacting these laws are actually practicing what they preach. It's a joke, and all of the money is just cash for these losers to get a free ride to and from work.
It is ridiculous that they are getting reimbursed $15,000 to $20,000 for their commutes out of the taxpayers' money.
To drive a gas-guzzling SUV.
And meanwhile, they're demanding that you take public transportation.
Right. And not only that, they want to tax you for bags.
Yeah, right. They want to tax you
and that's the point.
Think about how little they think of us. How they just spit on us with these types of things.
Well, they know better than you. They know how to run your life better than you do. That's their philosophy up there. It's like getting rid of flavored dip. Mm. Like an adult can't choose if they want to have a Skoal Extra Mint pouch like I do. That's the next thing that they're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
hello, Fran.
Hey, old man. Good morning. How are you, sir?
What's up?
Well, there's two points. One, we do. Unfortunately, live in Taxachusetts, as you know. Anything they can tax, they will find a way because it's a fee, not a tax, right? They use the word fee, and you're making a good point. Do as I say, not as I do. Liberals of Massachusetts legislating their favorite pet peeves, right? And the funny part of it all is paper bags are already recyclable material. Why would you charge someone? I take all of my recyclables, put them in a paper bag, and throw them in my recyclable box in Boston. Why would you tax me to do that? It makes no sense. The paper bag is already recyclable products. It should be encouraged to be used because most people, I see all the time, they put all their recyclables in those brown paper bags and they throw them in the recyclable boxes. So it's not about that. It's about raising sneaky tax, raising money for fat cat pensions, health care. Do as I say, not as I do, liberal Democrats of Massachusetts. Yeah. Thank you again for taking more of my money.
Yeah. A bag tax?
Right.
Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous.
And then they said, because I think I saw this yesterday on the news, like those individual towns, those taxes will then go back to the towns to do things, which they never do anything. You know, they don't. There's giant potholes they don't fix. If there's issues in the town, they don't do anything.
Right.
Where's it? Like Curtis said, this money goes to Karen's $20,000 commute
reimbursement
fee, which she's getting.
The most offensive thing of that story is that she actually tells the Globe with a straight face that she's taken the commuter rail twice this year.
Yeah,
so
twice.
She's really, you know,
she lives a mile.
November.
The lady lives a mile from the commuter rail,
and
she drives an Audi Q5 that the taxpayers are paying for. Like, hear me on that. You're paying for the state Senate president's vehicle.
out of your taxes every month.
And I'm like,
and you she wants to force you to take the commuter rail, which can't be counted on to get you anywhere that you need to go.
I'm like you. How about you give me some money for bringing in plastic bags?
Yeah.
You know, like that's, they do on the, yeah. I'm looking at this Coca-Cola bottle, and I haven't done it, but, you know, you're bringing in certain places in, you know, Massachusetts and Maine, you get 5 cents.
Well, you got that NFL pension. You don't have to worry about recycling.
Well, yeah, it kicks in when I'm 69. I mean,
and concussion losses.
Yeah, and that'll kick in when I'm 69. The other one will kick in when I'm 169.
You just got to make it to 69.
Yeah, you got
to make it. And then it's freewheeling.
Yeah.
Freewiggying.
That's a long way away.
Yeah. This is Katie from Connecticut. Hello, Katie.
Hey there.
Hey.
We obviously have the fee for plastic bags here. And the thing a lot of people didn't realize was, like, if you go to the mall or a shop, like a clothing store, they charge you also for, like, plastic bags to take your clothes out in. And I remember going to a KFC at one point, and they were charging for plastic bags if you needed those for your food. So there's a lot of other places that you don't really think about that you need to bring your reusable bag or you'll be charged. My friend dropped like several $100 in a clothing store, and then they're like, do you want to pay 10 cents for a plastic bag? And he was like, I just dropped, like, no. So he carried all his stuff out. So it's like, there's a lot of other places that you will need to, like, bring your own bag.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, going to KFC and, like, begging for a bag?
It's chicken. It's fried chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
I like fried chicken.
Chicken.
Everything's turning into Costco. Before you know it, right, that's what it'll be. Right. Everything. Forget about
the
bags.
Big boxes at the front of the store.
In like 3 years. In like 3 years, if you want to buy something, you're going to have to be able to carry it out in your hands. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to have to go to the grocery store and make 5 trips. With things that you can carry out in your hands, because you're not going to be able to use any kind of a bag.
Well, it's like the lady said that she was talking about a friend. Imagine that you just spent $700, and they're like, "Hey, you want to buy this bag for 10 cents?"
Right.
It's like when I go to McDonald's or something like that, and you order all this food, and then I'm like, "Look, let me get a couple sweet and sours." They're like, that's 25 cents."
You can have 2, Mr. Wiggins.
Right, that's the limit.
2 per 10 piece.
It's ridiculous.
Man, what kind of state do we live? What kind of world do we live in, man?
This is the most outrageous thing I think I've ever seen, though. Of all the years living here and all the things I've read about the crazy perks the state legislators get in Massachusetts, to have $20,000 of an allowance funded by taxpayers so you can have a Q5 take you to work right. when you live a mile from the MBTA that you're demanding all your constituents take is peak hypocrisy.
Well, these people get $15,000 to $20,000 for their commute. What about the rest of us?
Yeah. Huh? I'd like some commuting money.
Right? We get gridlock.
Yeah. We get gridlock.
How many days do they work a year?
17.
I mean they all have other jobs. Like half of them are attorneys. They all run their law practice.
Right.
And then they work, you know, they work their second job at the state house, and they get paid $15,000 to $20,000 to commute.
And that's got to be on top of the salary they're getting to work.
Of course.
Listen, I'm going to start working at the state house.
You should.
Well, you know what? Traffic not as bad today.
And they don't do anything. Yeah. They do absolutely nothing. It's not like they're out there, you know, helping. And
well, they're not fixing the traffic problem.
Well, they're not fixing the traffic problem.
They're creating the traffic problem. Because they're all being paid to commute, so that's why we can't get around anywhere, because they're all on the road in their Audi Q5.
And they don't
cutting-edge traffic light technology.
From December of last year in the Globe, when they were sworn in for their latest term, the Globe writes that Karen Spilka is among the highest-paid legislative leaders in the country.
What's she make?
I'm getting I can't find the salary exactly here, and she got an 8.3% raise just last year in her legislative stipends and lucrative add-ons on her legislative affords to the highest-ranking officials of the community.
Raise your hand if you work in the private sector and you got an 8% raise last year. It's a cost of they give everybody a cost of living increase, 2%.
If that.
And they do absolutely nothing. They want to take money from us for plastic bags, and they don't want to help with the crime in the city.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up, Mike?
Well, there's a topic about the bags that nobody ever thinks about. When you want to ship the bags to the store, like Market Basket, you fill a tractor trailer full of plastic bags. If you want to bring the same amount of paper bags, it takes 5 times the trucking. Those trucks spit off more pollution than anything else. The bag is not that bad. It's the truck that's bad.
Yeah. Well, my guess is that at some point, the bag is going to cost you more when it comes to taxes than the actual item that you're buying at the store.
Right. Correct.
So you buy $5 worth of groceries, and the bag is going to be $10 because you dare to want a bag to carry something home in.
And Karen Spilka takes in $142,547 a year.
Plus $15,000 to $20,000 reimbursement for her commute.
Plus her whatever she makes as a lawyer.
Yes. This is Greg. How about there should be a rule that if you're going to be elected to the legislature, you can't work a second job. You should have to work full-time job for the state.
And Karen Spilka's second job, she produces Mud at Night, which is so
she does.
And hello, you should get something done.
Hello, Greg.
Yes, I want someone on the show to Google the tons of plastic that's polluted into the ocean by country by year. You'll be amazed.
Why? Do we have the most or the least?
We have the least. China, Indonesia, and India, I think, are the three that are off the charts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, have you ever seen India? Wow. Like the river? I mean, it's
some
disgusting.
Of those places are absolutely disgusting. And we're concerned about pollution and plastic bags here. What does it mean when you live in a neighborhood and you cut your grass and you're concerned with keeping your grass cut, but everybody else on the block doesn't give a damn?
Right.
What's
the point is what you're saying.
The point. What's the point if these other countries are not going to chip in and help out?
All right. Well, welcome to Massachusetts, where we're about to institute a bag tax. As I said earlier, I don't want anybody doing anything with my bag. My bag is my bag.
You can have your bag.
I don't want anybody doing anything with my bag. All right. We'll be right back.
Listen to Dale and Keefe on your smart speaker. Just say,
hey, Alexa, play 93.7 WEEI.
Hey, Google, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Now brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, their Black Friday sales event. Get employee pricing plus on a brand new commercial truck. Visit 495ram.com. T-minus 41 minutes to the Gronk announcement. We're going to take it live.
Let's
is going to be
Gronk.
Huge.
Yeah, Gronk's
we'll take
back.
It live.
Now, Jim Gray had Brady on last night. They asked Tom of what he thought was coming for the Gronk announcement. Here's what he said.
Would it be a major surprise to you if he said he was coming back?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's spoken for himself on many occasions, so... Like I said, I think he's enjoying his post-career life, and he should. He should. He had a hell of a career, and there's who knows what he's doing tomorrow, but I'm sure it's some sort of business activity, so good for him.
There was a little pause in there when he asked him, though.
It's the Beach Fest. It's the Gronk Beach Fest at the Super Bowl on Saturday. Sounds like a great party.
Yep.
Another party that I'm going to have to go to. Where everybody's going to have their shirt off, and I can't take my shirt off.
Take it off.
I can't, not around the Gronk brothers.
No.
I can't take my
Bad
shirt
news
off.
Bears.
I can't.
Ross will be there with his shirt off, so if he can take his shirt off.
But that's true.
Anybody can take their shirt off, man.
Rick Ross is not going to take his shirt off.
Rick Ross will have his shirt off. Believe
me. Yes, he will.
He'll be right there.
Bleed at.
Mr. 405 or whatever his name is will probably take his shirt. I mean, I'm sure.
How Flo Rida?
No, Pitbull.
Oh, Pitbull.
Yeah, he's Mr. What is
Ricky Rose, 305.
He's Mr. 305.
And Mr. Worldwide.
And he's Mr. Worldwide.
As well.
Shirt off. Don't worry.
Newhouse will be there with his shirt off.
Ricky Rose, he'll have his middies out so you can get right with him.
Chiefs won a game last night. Updated Super Bowl 54 odds are out through Bovada. Patriots are the favorite, Wiggy, plus
they
240.
Mm-hmm.
Then
where are the
Baltimore,
Ravens?
Second favorite, plus 500.
Wow. Ravens make me nervous.
Do they?
I just want to say it right now. On November 19th, the Ravens make me nervous.
So you think the Ravens could come in here and beat the Patriots in an AFC championship?
I think it's possible. They're peaking at the right time.
That blowout of Houston was impressive.
Yeah. I'm nervous about the Ravens. I'm fully confident in our New England Patriots, especially at that time of year. But they make me nervous. Chiefs, not so much.
Wiggy mocked Lamar Jackson before that game.
Well, Wiggy gives him no respect.
I do give him respect. I say he's an unbelievable athlete.
Yeah,
not a quarterback.
He's not a quarterback. He's a great athlete.
Chiefs are 7-4. Patrick Mahomes only 182 passing last night. Tyreek Hill also left with a hamstring injury. Bruins tonight. Celtics won last night. And the Hall of Fame ballots are out. Hillman, Baseball 2020, Derek Jeter, seven former Red Sox on this list. Beckett, Clemens, Carlos Pena, Brad Penny, Manny,
how many
Schilling,
go
Wagner.
In? How many go in? Because there's 19.
On. Yeah, they're down to 32 right now, so it'll be like six.
So Schilling, six Schilling won't get in because the writers disagree with him politically. So
until he apologizes, which is
what's he going to apologize for?
In their mind, for wearing a Lynch reporter shirt or whatever,
for not liking the bag tax. Right.
He should get in. It should be based on your performance on the field, not where your political beliefs
honestly,
are.
Honestly, don't you think he gets in for bloody sock alone, Curt Schilling? I mean, he ought to. What
about
to mention
the Arizona stuff?
Well, that and his career. I think when you look at his career, he was pretty good in the regular season and the postseason.
In the postseason, he was excellent.
Right. So you think you would get in based on that, but because now it's all about your political beliefs, unless you short of killing somebody, let the guy in.
What about Manny? I mean, Manny was disliked by the media.
He's a cheat, multiple time cheat.
Yeah, that's the issue with the baseball thing. Is it's the whole steroid era guys.
Yeah.
Then they let somebody. Who was the name left? Was it Rafael Palmeiro? Didn't he get in? Wasn't he a steroid guy?
Palmeiro's not in the Hall of
Fame. I mean, there's some suspected guys that are in. Piazza, some people think, and Bagwell. There are others. But
yeah.
Hank Aaron.
Oh, jeez. Light rain today in Boston, high of 44, and the weather brought to you by the Exogen Temporal Scanner. 30 million people come down with the flu every year. Could be you or your family. Best way to tell if it's the cold or the flu is taking your temperature with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's the Greg Hill Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
If you run into your local legislator today, ask if you can borrow $5 or $10 because they, according to the Globe Spotlight series, they are receiving $15,000 to $20,000 a year as a commuting allowance. So while you're in your car right now, hardworking individual on the way to maybe your first of two or three jobs, you're not being reimbursed for your commute to work.
Nope.
But they are being reimbursed up to $20,000 for their drive to work every day.
I'm going to hit them up to take me to Cumbie's to get some gift cards.
Right. And not only are they being given this allowance, they're also looking to raise your tolls for trying to get some extra money out of you because of the amount of gridlock.
Well, you're trying to avoid landmine potholes in the middle of the road and killing your suspension and your rims. And
well, they want to increase the gas tax so you don't drive your car so that they have more room on the road to drive their car, which you're paying for.
Right.
Yes,
just to be clear. And they want to ban all plastic bags. What they ought to do is ban the use of cell phones in public places like restaurants.
Yes,
is what they ought to do.
Did you have an experience with this?
I did have an experience. I would like to ask you about this. I went to a nice dinner last night by myself. Very nice restaurant that I like to go to called Duov.
Great spot.
Do you like eating by yourself at the bar, Wiggy?
No. You don't? At the bar?
Yeah.
That's kind of loserish.
Get out. That's the best thing ever.
It's not loserish.
Yeah, you're sitting at a nice restaurant by yourself at a bar.
Oh, that's glorious.
Yeah, you might want to reevaluate where you are in life.
I noticed you didn't skimp on the truffles.
I wasn't in charge of how many truffles were on the thing that I ordered. But
so you just sit there having a conversation with the barkeep.
So there's like maybe in this place, maybe there's like 8 bar stools.
Okay. Yeah, it's not very big.
Very nice restaurant.
It's intimate.
And there's a guy in there. Just please tell me where you stand on this. Because I almost wanted to say something. There's a guy in there. There's 3 people at the bar. Mm-hmm. 3 people. That's it. Me and 2 other dudes. And there's a guy on there, and he gets on his phone, an older gentleman, probably 65, 68, whatever he is, and he's calling up some woman, and he's like, Barbara!
Oh, God.
And
nope.
He's talking in the loudest voice possible.
Nope, get out.
For perhaps...
Death penalty.
For perhaps 20 minutes.
What? Come on.
Like, about nonsensical, like, every day. So, what'd you do today? I mean... What?
Invite Barbara to dinner then and have the conversation. I hate when people, when you complain, because phone in the restaurant is one of the biggest faux pas. I'll give you a couple of minutes if you have to make a quick call and you're trying to keep your voice down. Mm-hmm. But if you go on one of these lengthy calls, I hate when people are like, well, what's the difference? It's the same thing as if 2 people were talking next. It's not.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
not
with even Sean. Close I'm to the like, same thing. What's the difference? It's you're by yourself and first off, if you're at a restaurant and you're by yourself, you're a loser anyway. So you need to talk to somebody. So what's wrong with being on
the
phone?
What's the difference between eating dinner at home by yourself and eating out at a restaurant?
Losers.
You're in the comfort of your own home and nobody else can notice you.
Right.
So if you're sitting at a bar and you're there by yourself and you want to, you know, be eating and having a, you know, good time, you want to get on the phone, feel free. Enjoy your conversation.
Hello?
Loudly for 20 minutes.
Some of us are loud talkers. I'm a loud talker.
What?
So do you get, when you're at a restaurant, let's say you're there with Mrs. Wiggins.
Yeah, well, first off, I wouldn't be on the phone because I'd be with somebody.
Right.
That's the difference.
Okay.
Usually the person that's on the phone is by himself. So that's where your problem is. You shouldn't be at a restaurant by yourself. Then you wouldn't be on a phone talking.
But what about the other people that were in the restaurant that weren't by themselves, that were near the bar area that had to hear this guy?
They were probably over there going, look at these 3 losers sitting at the bar by themselves. You got one guy who's 65 years old. He's yelling and screaming at the top of his lungs. You got another guy over there. He looks like the guy from the radio show. Why is he eating by himself? What's wrong with him?
Like, you don't have to talk to anybody.
I love it.
You just sit there and have a little conversation with Andrew, the bartender.
I hate if it's a bartender that you don't, like, I don't mind if it's a bartender that I know and you catch up and you do that stuff and you're familiar with, that's fine. But when it's a bartender you don't know and they go out of their way to like try to have the conversation with you and I'm giving off the non-convo vibe. I don't want to talk. I just want to smash my face into this plate of pasta. Please leave me alone.
I give you a little bit of a pass, but it's not the only thing you could do by yourself is go to the movies.
What? That's worse than going to dinner by yourself.
No, it's going to the movies. You go to a nice...
And Epcot.
You go to a...
Ken goes to Disney by himself.
Yeah, well, that's what's...
Grown man walking around Disney by himself.
Not weird.
That's a weird
thing.
That's what's sitting at a bar by yourself.
Ken's on It's a Small World After All by himself.
He loves the teacups.
Listen.
You can't quite get him going.
That's the weirdest thing ever.
You shouldn't be clowning Ken because sitting at a bar... by yourself, it's one thing if it's like the local bar where you live maybe down the street from it and you go in there and people, you know the people.
People have to eat and there's not, you don't.
It's called takeout.
No. Sometimes you want to sit and have the nice experience in the restaurant.
Right. But you're sitting at a bar. You're not having the nice experience restaurant.
Sure you are. It's the same experience. I love sitting at the bar alone.
Here's a 781 text that says, I'd rather sit by myself at the bar than sit next to Wiggy.
At least I'll be with friends. You'll be the loser by yourself that will be clowning on. What's this guy doing here? You don't have a girlfriend. You don't have any buddies. You're at the bar by yourself. Come on, man. Come on. It's like going to a strip club by yourself and you're sitting on pervert row.
Did you see that guy who was in the news yesterday who shot up the strip joint because his... debit card got rejected for a lap dance. Yep. I mean, if your debit card is getting rejected for a lappy,
You have some issues.
Did you see the guy behind Kaepernick, Wiggy, yesterday? He, I swear to God, had a Magic City shirt at the workout. The guy that was standing behind Kaepernick during his press conference.
You mean those people who magically showed up to support Colin Kaepernick at the workout that he announced 30 minutes prior to its start?
Well, you got
the fans who are demanding that he be allowed to play in the NFL. They just showed up there.
We won't go down the Kaepernick road because that'll take us in a different direction. But if you
attacked for the last 3 years.
But if you are using a debit card at a strip club, there's issues.
Are there
yes. Who carries cash? Come on.
That's respectable, but in a credit card, at least he's budgeting.
No, but
budgeting? Well, he's budgeting on a credit card.
I guarantee
you
the guy doesn't have, my suspicion is the man doesn't have a credit card. Right. He only has a debit card.
I mean, he should be going to the ATM machine before he gets in the, okay.
Is that code?
If you're in the, if you're at the strip club and you go to the ATM machine.
Stop saying machine. It's redundant.
Well, ATM.
Thank you.
Machine.
No, you're saying automated teller machine. Machine.
Oh, okay.
It's like saying PIN number.
Well, is that what that
personal
is?
Personal identification number.
No one knew what ATM stood for.
Well, some people do.
Here's a text, Wiggy. Wiggy, how do you feel about somebody going to a sporting event by themselves? This texter wants to know if they're a loser if they go to a Patriots game by themselves.
Loser. You going to a Pat? You don't have a friend you can't go with? I mean, if you need tickets, I can get you two. I mean, there's got to be somebody you can go with. I said movies is the only thing you can get away with going by yourself.
Why is Losers. It okay? Why is it okay
because
for
Because it's a movie. You know, it's like, you want to go there and you want to see something. Maybe you don't have somebody to go to the movie with. But you can't.
Maybe you don't have someone to go to the Pats game with. The logistics of planning are a nightmare.
The solo Pats fan is the worst. It's the biggest reason. My dad has season tickets. We were going for years together. There's a guy in front of our seats that would go by himself, and at every chance, he'd be listening to a conversation between my dad and I.
Right.
He'd jump in, and I was like, I can't go anymore. I'm done. I stopped going to the games.
That's probably a lonely old guy.
Very nice man. I think he's a fan of the show, but
But that's the guy at the bar. What does the guy at the bar do by himself, or the people that go eat dinner by themselves and sit at the bar? They have a conversation with somebody else.
I look at my phone.
No. They're talking to the bartender.
I don't want to talk to anybody.
And then the other loser who's sitting there by himself, he happens to go, hey, you from around here? And Greg goes, well, matter of fact, I've been doing a radio show for 28 years. Where are you from? Well, I'm just in out of town, so you're here by yourself.
Now, what about, this texter says, what about those of us who are on a business trip? And
well, business trip's different.
No other choice to go.
Yeah, if you're on a business trip, I give you a pass. That means you're in a town by yourself. But, Greg, you weren't on a business trip in Boston.
No, I had a meeting, and then I wanted to get food. I mean, I can't wait. I have to eat.
Go through a drive-thru.
I was doing my intermittent fasting.
Why didn't you eat with the people? Why don't you ask the people you're at the meeting with, hey, you guys want to grab a quick bite?
I don't want to have dinner with those people. I had a meeting. I just had a meeting with them.
It wasn't a dinner meeting. It was just a meeting followed by a solo dinner.
How about you wait till you get home to eat?
I could, but I'm hungry. I mean, the man
grab
gets
you a quick bite.
The man gets
through a drive-thru.
What, go to the drive-thru?
Yeah.
Did you see what he ate last night? It was beautiful.
Then you risk you risk your life by going to get a Popeye's chicken sandwich. Like
I'd rather go to Popeye's than get stabbed and be sitting at the bar by myself.
Apparently, in Connecticut, they have eliminated plastic bags. And Nick is from what's Connecticut called? The Nutmeg State? Is that what I believe that's what it's called? Hello, Nick.
Yes.
What's up, Nick?
Yep. You know, in Connecticut, they eliminated the plastic bags, but for me, it wasn't really an issue because, I mean, I shop at Aldi's, and Aldi's hasn't given bags out for years. So you have to have either reusable bags or something like that. If you go to Big Y, on every register now, they actually have the reusable bags for a dollar. So if you buy a reusable bag and you can just reuse it multiple times over and over again, it's not really a big deal. But
that's your choice. But do you think that that our elected officials should be taxing us? They're forcing us to use paper bags. That's okay, I guess. But then they're going to tax us for them? Like what? Why would you sit there?
In Connecticut, they don't tax you for the. I think the plastic bags. If a business has plastic bags, they charge you 10 cents per bag.
Yeah.
But the plastic, the paper bags are actually, I believe, free. But I don't ever use them. I mean, for me, I don't ever use them. So.
It shouldn't be. There should not be a tax because somebody is forcing you to use a paper bag. Do you happen to remember?
Yeah, I don't agree with the charging them for the paper bags. I mean, paper's a little bit more recyclable and reusable, I guess, because people use them. You know, when I was a kid, we used them on our textbooks in school to cover our textbooks and stuff. So there's more. You know, you can use other paper bags for. I mean, I use even the plastic bags. I used to use them as garbage bags and stuff like that. You know,
but why should I have to pay to buy a bag? When or reusable, like you said, it was a dollar for bags. So I'm going grocery shopping. I'm spending money in the grocery store. And now if I got a whole bunch, you know, and most people probably do their grocery shopping like once every 2 weeks. Uh-huh. And they like to get a lot of stuff at one particular time. Uh-huh. How many bags do I now have to buy to put all my stuff in?
Right.
So if I'm going in there and spending $250 to grocery shop, I got to now spend another $25 to buy 25 bags to fit all this stuff in?
Yes. You remember once upon a time when they cranked the tea tax up and what happened? A revolution.
Yes.
Do you happen to remember that?
Yes.
This is Dwayne. Hello, Dwayne.
It's Dwayne.
Dwayne. What's up, Dwayne?
I wanted to chime in about the plastic bag deal. I think we're getting held hostage by the oil and plastic industry. You know, I think the taxes should be going to them, not us. And we got to, you know, I live in a paper industry state. And
where's that?
Why shouldn't we be? I live in Maine.
Yeah.
You know, my old man was a paper maker for 25 years.
Yeah.
So
I'll tell you this. The ridiculousness about this Massachusetts thing is that a portion, 5 cents of the 10 cents that they're going to tax you, goes to enforcement. So they're creating a law which says we're banning plastic bags. Yep. You have to use paper. And we're going to tax you so that we can hire somebody to enforce the plastic bag ban. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. And by the way, people keep electing these same people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Barry Feingold. Guy gets elected time after time after time again and sits up there and goes, yes, we got to ban flavored tobacco because adults might want to, they might want to have a dip. Hello, Jim.
Yeah.
What's up, Jim?
How you doing?
What's up?
Is this Greg? Greg, I got a huge bone to pick with Wiggy about one guy going to the Pats game.
Yes,
it's obscene. Ready?
Yes.
Here it goes, Wiggy. You can get me 2 ticks, right? I have plenty of people to go with. The Pats-Dallas game is $375 for each ticket, right?
Yeah.
But I'll go out in front of the stadium and say, need one. It's $140. It's $130. I'm a dad of four. You got to be kidding me, dude. You can get me tickets? Get me 2 tickets for $140 a piece. I'll buy both.
Why don't you just go with a buddy, and then you could still spend $140, and you'll be hanging with your buddy at the game.
Hanging out who? You think people – dude, people with season ticket holders don't have a – they're not selling pairs, bro.
No.
One person was sick. One person can't make it. It's never like, hey, I've got 6 ticks. And 2 people couldn't go. It's never like that.
No,
dude.
I'm not. Two people.
Are you, Wiggy, are you hanging out in front of the stadium? Wiggy's hanging out going, I need one. Wiggy, when are you ever out in front of the stadium going, when are you walking through the parking lots going, I need 1 ticket? You never do, dude.
No, because I go with a buddy and
Wiggy's
get 2 tickets.
Front of the stadium with a t-shirt that says, remember the snowball?
That's it.
I think you're insecure.
Why?
Because you're worried that if you sit at a bar and you're having dinner by yourself, people are going to think that you don't have any friends.
They're going to look at you strange.
Why do you care?
Because I'm looking at you strange.
I don't care. Well, I'm enjoying my dinner. Well, I don't.
Because we're talking about you. The wife and I are like, look at them. Look at her. She's by herself.
Look at her married to that one.
I'm like, man, you know what she needs in her life? She don't need to be at the bar. She need to be. She need to be. I'm getting that ding dum dum.
She's getting that ding dum dum.
If she was getting that long,
that long
drive, she wouldn't be at the bar by herself.
Oh boy, you know what? Sometimes you don't want to have dinner with the person you sleep with. Ever think of that?
Well, there's other people you can have dinner with. You don't have to necessarily sleep with them.
Maybe Danielle wants to have dinner by herself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then go home and
have the sex.
Rendezvous.
And then go home.
Well, just smashed up.
Somebody's looking at you funny.
And I don't care because I finished.
Right. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Stop wolf shaming. I too am a wolf pack of one.
Yes.
But there's no, you know, picking on that guy. I mean, is Mr. Newhouse supposed to, you know, go not go see his son play?
I don't think it was Mr. Newhouse who was sitting there by himself.
Hey, right, he's the watching. Only one who's going to be by himself at the game.
He's the only one clapping. Hey. He's like, oh, almost had him.
Hey, look, Brady had 0.7 seconds there. What a play.
Almost blocked that guy.
So close.
Yeah, you got to be. You can't go to a game. The game is supposed to be, like Curtis said, you're meant to be there with some friends. And if you're just that one lonely guy at the game looking to high-five people. Right, that lone wolf pack.
Not to be a Debbie Downer, but going to games sober, really, like, it's ruined. I don't really go to sporting events anymore. The only reason to go to a game is to get hammered. I mean it. I'm not trying to be, like, demeaning to anybody and people in sobriety that can do
you
it.
Bring
great,
that up at your meeting.
But, like, you
why.
Go there, and it's you, the
so
only
ask them why. Ask them why you can't have fun at a Patriots game without having a few drinks.
I know. I actually have to talk to people.
Imagine that, Curtis, going to a game, getting hammered by yourself.
Sounds like my 20s.
But is there anything funnier? I mean, you shouldn't laugh at others, but than seeing a dude who probably spent $300 on a ticket and he's absolutely blacked out, like head lolling to the side, missing the whole entire game that he paid $300
right.
to go to.
And everybody's like, hey, who's this guy? I don't know. I think he's by himself.
He's got a stack of $10 beer cups.
I saw him in the bar before the game. He was there by himself.
Mutt here.
All right. 617-779-7937 is the number to call if you want to be on this morning, or if you would prefer to text, you could text on the text line, which is 37937.
Miami. South Beach.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out. Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the base and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, lay the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high.
It's 8:53. That means we're 7 minutes away from a big announcement from Rob Gronkowski. And it will either be that he is making his return to the New England Patriots immediately, or he is hosting the Gronk Beach Fest on Saturday of Super Bowl weekend in Miami.
B
is your guess?
Yeah. C, eating dinner by himself at a bar.
Listen.
At Duav.
I bet Gronk probably goes to the movies by himself.
No.
Huh? You don't think he does?
Yeah, movies, yeah. I told you can get away with the movies.
What? Why? Well, I don't get the difference.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because
the movie
is like you want to go see the movie, right? And it's something you want to see, but maybe you don't have nobody to go in. So
you have to go during that time period. I mean, the movies,
yeah, you can go different time frames, but yeah. It's you know, it's a little bit harder to say, hey, let's just go grab a bite.
What if you're like, again,
there's no way around it, Greg. Eating by yourself
makes you a loser.
Yeah, it don't mean you're necessarily a loser, but you look like a loser.
I look like a loser.
You look like one, but you might not be one.
Yeah,
play one on TV.
Yes.
Hello, John.
Got it.
Hey, hello, John.
Yes, yeah. So years ago, me and my girlfriend went to go see a movie called Black Swan, which you really wanted to go see. And I'm not too sure if you're familiar with the movie or not, but there's a woman scene, let's say, in the movie. So we go out to Mystic, far away from no one really we know, to go see this movie. And before the movie starts, I'm looking around the theater, you know, and there's couples, you know, guy and woman and man and woman and a couple, you know, girl and girl and guy and guy. And I look in the back, there's this one guy in the back by himself wearing a trench coat. So the movie starts and we get to that scene and I'm watching it, and you know, and at the end I look back and the guy's gone. So that's why I really don't want to go to movies by myself. I'd rather go with, you know, a friend or something like that.
Well, you do look creepy by yourself in a movie.
You don't.
So, you know, even though I'm saying that's the one thing you can't do, you are going to look creepy.
Here's a texter, a 401 text. Well, Wiggy's insecure.
I'm not insecure.
Here's a 401 texter
insecure.
Who says, Wiggy, what about sitting in a Starbucks alone? They sit alone and they do their work
on your laptop.
What about that?
Are you doing some work? You got a laptop in front of you?
You're pretending to work, like you're telecommuting.
Either that or you're like, you know, 85 years old. I give you a pass. But if you're 85, you won't be in a Starbucks. You'll be in a Dunkin' Donuts.
With the other 85-year-olds.
Come on, I don't see how you guys don't see it to be, you don't look at people that are in a nice restaurant. You know, we're not talking about an Applebee's here. We're talking about a nice restaurant.
Right. Yeah.
And you're seeing a person sitting at a bar by themselves, and you don't look at that and go, please, I hope he's here on business.
No.
No, because there are people, listen, you go to dinner, it can be a lot of work sometimes. You're there with a group of couples or whatever.
It's
you got to chat. In this particular case, you just sit there. You order some food. You don't worry about it.
Then
you
and go losers out. Losers they are.
Right.
You go out with the person that doesn't understand the etiquette of, you know, unless there's a vast like $100+ difference between what the two of you ordered. You both throw down the credit card. You split it down the middle. Like, well, I had the salmon, which was 23. You had the filet, which was 26. So I'm gonna. It's like. Shut up and put the damn credit card down. Just split it.
You somebody who knows the restaurant etiquette.
Even then, sometimes it's just a last-minute thing. You want to go to a certain place, have a certain food. You don't want to be bothered.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing? I don't know if this ever happened to Danielle, but I was with my girlfriend at a bar. This woman that was next to us was by herself. So a guy that was by himself automatically assumed that, you know, that's what she was there for, to meet guys.
Right.
And she was not interested in him at all.
Yeah.
And then she ended up talking to us to pretend that we were friends just to get rid of that guy.
So, see, she created a problem for herself by going by herself.
Oh, it's her fault.
Well,
That sounds like victim shaming, Jermaine.
Nobody did anything wrong to her, so she's not a victim. But if she was by herself, maybe a guy's like, you know what, hey.
You're basically saying she asked for it.
No, listen, I'm old school. I'm by myself. She's by herself. Why can't I approach her? Is anything wrong with approaching a single woman if you're a single guy?
No, but take the hint. If it's obvious she doesn't want to talk to you.
Well,
Beat it, guy.
Well, did she like really throw that kind of like I'm good up, or was the hint not?
I'm maybe pushing out a force field 3 feet wide.
Well, there you go.
But if
you push out a good enough hint and the guy doesn't leave you alone, that's a problem.
Yeah. Now, here's a 33-year-old woman.
Yes,
who went to see the Mister Rogers movie by herself? is that creepy?
Yeah, there's something wrong with her.
Oh, no, come on.
Mister Rogers. Mr. Rogers.
See Tom Hank.
Movies by
America's Treasure.
Here's a woman who went to see the Joker with a date.
Okay.
And the dude sat 3 seats away from her in the wide open theater.
Don't talk
to
me.
Because he wanted to focus on the movie.
But you're 33. You're going to see Mr. Rogers?
What about mini golfing? Can you go mini golfing by yourself?
No.
What are you working on your technique?
Right.
Can't lose.
Working on my short game.
The driving range is one thing. Mini golfing by you. Yeah. I'm telling you, there's really nothing you can find that you could do by yourself. Even going into movies, which I say that I would give you a little bit past, is creepy. The only thing you really do by yourself is drive.
Pinball. What about video games?
No.
you go to fun and games by yourself,
Ken?
Go
to an arcade.
Ken has all the tickets. He spent $500 to get an eraser shaped like a bear.
I like skee ball.
He's going to the Topsfield Field by himself to win a bunch of stuffed animals.
But see, meantime, this texter is correct. They say... what's going on is Wiggy and Mrs. Wiggins are sitting there having dinner, saying nothing to each other.
When my wife and I go out, we talk because we love to clown on people that are by themselves or just doing crazy.
Oh, you guys like to make fun of people that are by themselves?
Yeah, it's called people watching.
Let's see. This is John from Waltham. What's up, John?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up,
Wiggy? You listening?
Yeah.
We all don't have a posse, okay, or a gang to hang out with, okay?
It's not 1991, so I haven't hung out with a posse in a while.
I think sitting there having a drink and dinner by yourself is it's extraordinary. It doesn't make you a loser.
It's one of the great things about flying is going to the airport bar, getting the double shots by yourself.
You keep going back to the alcohol thing, yeah. Curtis.
Well, that's the whole point of sitting by the bar.
There's two things you could do by yourself, drive and you know the other one.
Curtis is listing activities that he can't do because he doesn't drink anymore. So far, he's covered going to any sporting event, flying.
Mm-hmm. Restaurant.
Going to a restaurant, interacting with other humans.
Looking at John Dennis's Twitter.
He's down to the skate pod.
Listening to the skate pod.
There's a category on Pornhub. Eating by yourself.
Hello, Jeff.
Good morning.
It's called What's POV.
Wiggy and the Mofos. I love this segment. It's awesome.
What's up, Jeff?
Hello?
Yeah, we got
hey,
you.
Hey, Wiggy.
Yeah.
So are you a loser if you play chess by yourself?
You can't play chess by yourself.
Yeah, it'd be very difficult. So do you make a move and then get up and then walk around and sit down in the other spot?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you don't, okay, you don't think it, well, clearly you don't think that it's wrong and Danielle isn't. So I guess I'm the only person, we know Ken goes to Disney by himself. Maybe, well, Curtis is the only one that agrees with me on this.
Here's a text through who says, the guy I work with goes to Disney for 10 days at a time by himself. Very creepy.
What, does he hate his family?
Wait a second. Why can't he do that, but you can eat dinner by yourself?
I don't have a problem with it. They're saying it's creepy. I don't, if the guy wants to go to Disney, that's fine. What about people who golf by themselves? Go out and play a round of golf by themselves. You okay with that?
I don't really golf, so, I mean.
No protocol?
Yeah, it's like I like to play basketball, so do I just go to the court by myself? And
why not?
Shoot around.
What am I, 16?
What about a concert? Texter wants to know, can you go to a concert by yourself?
You can't go to a concert by yourself.
Grog's video's up. Do you want to?
Oh, the big announcement?
The announcement is up. It's not live. It's like a two-minute Instagram video.
In a minute.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
What about going to the beach by yourself?
No.
What?
Why are you going to the beach by yourself?
Because I want to relax and not be spoken to and maybe read a book.
How about just stay home?
Are you all right?
Stay home, Danielle.
No, for what, though? What if I want the beach experience?
Well, he has to go with his fall guy. Like, he always has to have his fall guy at dinner.
I go with my wife, my kids, this.
And that's it. That's the only people he can go with.
No. I got a friend. Yeah, well, I mean,
you're
I wouldn't go to
with a friend.
I wouldn't go to a beach with a buddy.
Here's a 6 months. Here's a 617 text that says,
I guess Danielle's got to work on a tan, so. My mother used to do that.
This is an old show listener. 617 texter says, notice that Greg hasn't mentioned going to Friday night high school football games
by himself.
Yet. Oh, I miss
after creepy. His kid graduated.
I miss Friday night football.
I love Friday night football, but bring your kid at least.
I miss it so much. I think it's okay to go back if you went to the actual school. I think it's okay. It's not creepy.
You might know some people.
I think it's all right. This is Melanie from Cape Cod. Hello, Melanie.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
How are you?
Well, I'm fine. So I have a question. I am single, and I do have some friends, but most of them are married. So basically what you're saying is I should never go out by myself.
That's what he's saying.
You don't have any, like, you could go out with your married friends.
No,
you could be
but it's very difficult because, you know, they have families, they have their children, and I am divorced as well, and I do have a child, but, so it's very difficult to get the girls together, although we are getting together tomorrow night.
See? Yeah. Not that hard.
But no, that's fine, but what I'm saying is what you're saying, I shouldn't go and watch the Patriots game at a bar and sit by myself. If I, like, wear a baseball hat and it's tipped down, that's, like,
Wiggy and his wife apparently look at you if you're by yourself and say you're a loser.
Right.
Well,
we might not know that you're a loser, but we judge you.
Wiggy needs to set me up with somebody. Or come over and say, hey, would you like to sit with us and have a drink?
Yeah. Why don't you invite some of these people over to the table? I mean, the Wigginses are so judgmental.
Oh, my God.
We definitely judge.
And Wiggy is a classic guy that would talk to strangers and try and strike up conversations with random people who don't want to talk to him.
What about going to Encore? Can you go to the casino?
Oh, casino you could do by yourself. That's it.
Okay, casino
driving and, you know.
That's okay. Casino by yourself and movies by yourself. Those are the only two activities.
I told you, the movies you're going to get judged a little bit, but, you know, the casinos all day.
This is Janice. This is Janice from Rhode Island. What's up, Janice?
Hi. I used to travel because I had friends out of state, so I travel alone. I would fly alone all the time.
Yes.
And Caroline Kennedy had written a book called The Right to Privacy, and I would bring it with me on the plane and hold it up, and it was a wonderful spot, so nobody would talk to me.
Yeah, well, that's another thing.
So did you go on vacation by yourself?
Yeah, she did. You travel by yourself, right?
But in this case, I was traveling to a friend's, out-of-state friend's house.
Yeah, see, that doesn't count.
I wasn't going on vacation alone, but I was actually flying alone. And, you know, people see you alone in an airport, they start to talk to me. And, I'm just out of work. I'm a miserable human being. Don't talk to me.
Yeah, that's fine, though. You're on an airplane. But you're not going to, like, the Bahamas by yourself for a week.
I would do that 100%.
There's a lot of people who, and especially millennials, who travel by themselves all the time.
Yeah,
and they
all look weird.
No, they don't, because planning travel with people is a giant pain. Mm-hmm. Everybody wakes up at a different time. I want to do this. I don't want to go here. Complaining. I'm going to go to the destination that I want to go to. I'm going to fly in the class that I want to fly to. Curtis's dad is paying for it. I'm going to go to the places that I want to see. I'm going to eat at the restaurants that I want to eat at. And that's it.
Well, Danielle, good for you, but we're judging you.
I don't care.
Who you're here
with.
I'm
going to have a glorious vacation by myself.
Here's somebody who took the train to Baltimore and went to the Preakness all alone. They had a great time.
Good morning, Mutt.
Preakness. Somebody has a gamble.
How many bats that person? How many bodies they have in their basement?
All right. We're now going to go to Gronk as he announces his return
to playing
to the New England Patriots. Let's take a listen to what Gronk's big announcement was.
And a little setup visually. This requires some visual setup. There are three Gronks that are speaking to one another in this video, which he has posted at Instagram.
Produced video.
Yes. Produced video.
Three Gronks talking to each other.
Yes. The first Gronk is sitting there playing with a ship in a bottle.
Is he at a
Rubik's Cube?
Yo, Gronk, what's up, my man? I've been working on the most genius game plan ever. My ship. Forget about that ship. I'm talking about the ship. Did I hear ship? Did someone say championship?
This again.
No. We are not talking about SBLIV. We are talking about getting LIT. That's right, buddy. Drink up. Sippy, sip, sip. Bro, you have so much left in the tank. We need you back on the field this season, fighting for another ring. We're going to be world champs again, but this time of partying. It's going to be the biggest rager Miami has ever seen.
Time out. This is a bad game plan, bro. You're still in the prime of your career.
Partying career. Listen, this isn't just some club event. This is a festival centered around you. Featuring your favorite artists, amazing food, killer cocktails, Polynesian beach performers. And I even got the Win in Vegas to pop up an encore beach club VIP section. And we'll call it Grand Beach.
Rocks, buddy.
Dancing, bikinis, partying. You belong back on the field, blocking, scoring, spiking with elite talent.
Don't worry. I already booked the best talent in the game.
That's not what I mean.
Wait, the lineup is already booked? Who are we talking?
You ever hear of Cascade, Diplo, Rick Ross, Flo Rida, DJ Carnage, and my boy Blau?
He knows me well.
Okay. Maybe we call an audible, but just for this year. You heard him. We're taking our talents to South Beach, now named Gronk Beach. It's going to be the wildest big game weekend party ever. Hands down, ever. You guys ready for the first Gronk Beach party ever? Get your tickets now before they sell out. GronkBeach.com. See you there.
How long do you think it took him to film that?
6 days.
No disrespect.
With an entire crew.
No disrespect to my friend Rob, but
By the way, you didn't phrase the question properly. It's how long do you think it took him to film that?
So that's it. That was the announcement?
That's the announcement.
Okay, can we stop talking about him forever, please?
Seriously.
I mean, honestly, this is pathetic.
I thought it was a real announcement.
What do you think he made for that?
Oh, God.
$250?
Well, he's obviously got to make a ton of money for hosting this.
Right. Perry Night.
That's what I'm talking about. For the party, Super Bowl Saturday in Miami, beach party, 250 Gs?
At least.
Yeah, I would say somewhere between 250 and a half. Half a million?
How many tickets are they going to sell? They're going to bring in some dough with this.
Yeah, but I mean,
you got Rick Ross there.
Right?
Rick Ross is not performing for less than, you know, 300,000.
And Gronk would have signed up for free booze.
booze.
But even Flo Rida too, so you mean Diplo. I think Diplo.
A texter says this is going to be the next Fire Festival.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
I wonder if Andy's going to be there.
No, because they actually have a place they're doing it at. What'd he say? What hotel were they doing it at?
I wasn't listening.
It sounded like he said Encore.
I was too busy being outraged about the announcement to hear what he said.
Yeah, I was too busy doing the dope shuffle over here when I heard the music.
Gronk just buy a place in Miami?
Is it okay to go to the Gronk beach party by yourself? Is it okay to go to Gronk beach by yourself asking for a friend?
No. Unless you're a woman and you're looking for a sugar daddy. If you're a guy, no. Yeah. I'll be down there, though, I guess. I guess that's where I'm going to be hanging out at Gronk's beach party. Pats will be in the Super Bowl, so.
Here's a text that says, Gerg, how many years do you think Gronk has before he's not relevant at all and it can't happen soon enough? Mm. A lot of people are, like, a lot of people who are texting in right now are sick of Gronk.
Well, that's on you for believing that he was coming back and thinking this was anything other than some kind of endorsement.
That's probably why they're reacting that way.
But he's playing the fans. He's doing this to mess with them because he knows he'll get attention. He knows people want him to come back and play.
Then fine. He's a huge brand. He's taking advantage of it, and why shouldn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's
if you're sick of him, unfollow him and don't pay
attention to him. He's capitalizing on his opportunity. Right. He's hot right now.
Popular guy.
You're hot in the streets right now. Enjoy it.
Yes, like Hansel.
Yeah, enjoy it. You're hot.
Hi.
Winter time's coming. You're going to be cooled off, but you hot right now.
Ooh. You can just call me Mr. Recovery.
Here's a text that says Greg will talk about him. Don't worry.
Oh. Well, they're friends.
You're right about that.
Well, we have until the 30th. Right, you know, so hopefully that's my wife's birthday. Gronk gives me a huge birthday surprise present that I could give to her, and that's that he's returning.
Oh. I was worried. I was worried what direction you were going with Mrs. Wiggins getting a birthday gift from Gronk.
That Gronk will be back.
I was just worried about where you were going with that.
Oh, you know, I told you she likes her meat doc.
Too bad the old Tales of the Naked City isn't still around in the Herald to be like, two former New England Patriots, one light, one dark, with the wife of said Patriot at Duval.
Let's see. Here's a text that says that Gronk should just go away at this point.
Why?
Is that because people are
butthurt because he's not coming
down.
Back? That's why.
This is a letdown.
They
this is a letdown.
It's a letdown for me. Hey, I was expecting something.
You were not.
I was.
Come on. You can't really.
A little bit.
Jermaine.
Yes. Danielle.
Jerome.
I was.
Jerome, you were expecting something?
Yes. Random J name.
What did you think? No, but you didn't really. You
yes,
didn't
Gregory.
Really, you didn't really think that he was going to come back, did you?
There was a little bit of like, you know, there's a little piece of me. A little bit of hope.
Really?
You know, there's a little bit of peace that's in there saying.
Yeah, but are you mad, though? Are you mad now after hearing that that's not what his announcement was?
I'm not mad, but I'm disappointed.
Okay. I'm disappointed in you, Rob.
Because you got me all geeked up. Right, you got me all geeked up, ready to go.
He's absolutely playing next year.
And then all of a sudden, you left me. You know, you left me just hanging there, like, man.
My friend Perry Entelman.
A texter says nobody outside of New England gives a rip about Gronk.
That's true.
You think it is?
Yes. I agree with that.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
No, I think he'll do well down there.
Yeah.
Buffalo's
got a big Buffalo crew.
No, he'll do well if the Pats are in the Super Bowl.
Well, no, you don't think the Gronk Beach is
maybe,
like a
maybe
good concept
he's got
on a
Rick
Saturday?
Rick Ross there and that kind of thing. You know, he'll probably get people to come out. But people are coming out to see Rick Ross. You think like, you know, somebody that's looking for their, you know, man is going there because of, Gronk's hosting it?
I'll go to it.
I don't know.
I like to be the oldest dude at those kind of things.
By yourself?
Everybody's like, who brought their grandpa?
I'll hold the phones for your Instagram live.
You won't be the oldest guy there. Believe me, there'll be some.
Well, Rob's father will
Papa Gronk.
Yeah. Papa Gronk will be
but
the
there'll
oldest
be all
there.
the real old guys with money that think they're cool because they know Gronk. Maybe they're investing with him. They'll be there. You know.
Jerry Jones.
Your hands are so, you're so soft.
Yeah, but
and
I am
supple.
A little disappointed, though.
Well, you're disappointed.
You got me all geeked up for that.
Yeah, sorry.
I think you guys are underrating the fan base's reaction to this. They are going to be pissed off that this is yet another tease. They know the team needs a tight end. He could absolutely be the key to helping them win their seventh Super Bowl, and he's playing with their emotions.
He only has two more weeks to do this. So, I mean, he has to declare by 2 weeks from now. So he has one more announcement. He can cut that last week. He can do one more big product reveal.
Pro Bowl party.
One more
in the
big
morning,
product reveal.
I splash it on, and it makes me smell mainly.
All right, we got to get to this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.